Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 1st of March, recording at 9:29 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and there were a number of them. First, Asian stock markets were very firm today. Really, the best gain of all among a number of good ones was India's Sensex Index, up 5.5%. That was a delayed reaction to yesterday's budget, which the market liked. Now, in the European stock markets, they started with some modest gains, but those were pegged back and all but eliminated as the day progressed, although Switzerland closed upwards with a very modest gain. Declines in the European stock markets at their worst were about 1%, and that included the UK. In the Americas, now, Wall Street was pretty much after an early firm opening, steady opening. Well, actually, it was a bit more than that. In pre opening hours, the S&P March futures contract, for instance, got up to I think 1333, up near the high. Well, it's at 1301 here right now, and after hours trading, so it's fallen very sharply. And at the close of trading, the S&P was down just over 1.5%, and the NASDAQ composite down just over 1.6%. And there was one primary reason for that, and that was crude oil, which is up $3.50, $3.55 actually, as I speak. That's taken NYMEX crude back above $100, and Brent is even stronger. That's up over $4, up over $4.50. Here today on concerns over additional Middle East unrest. Evidently, there were some arrests of opposition leaders in Iran, and well, you know that investors have been very nervous about the Middle East for some time. Anyway, I should also mention the Saudi stock market fell very sharply in here today, which added to the general concerns. Now, elsewhere, the dollar was soft for most of the day, but then picked up a little bit towards the close. So the dollar's mostly slightly higher in here today, but it has been generally fairly soft, as you're no doubt aware. Precious metals surged. Gold bullion hit a new all-time high, and is currently at 1433.78. Has been just over a dollar higher. It's silver also hit a new high for this cycle. It had been higher back in 1980 briefly. Silver is at $34.68 as I speak. Palladium pushed back up to $816.55, and platinum is at $18.42 as I speak. So very, very strong precious metals. The industrial metals, though, did not follow that. They closed with modest gains. Interestingly, platinum and palladium, investors decided that they were precious metals here today, as of course they are, whereas for much of last week they moved more with the industrial sector, while gold and silver made a good deal of the running on their own. Now, cotton was strong again today, and the grain and bean complex looks like well, they've been seesawing around a little bit, but mostly firmer. Soybeans and corn were firmer. Rough rice a little bit firmer. Wheat slightly easier. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, one has to beware oversimplifications, but it's all about oil right now. Now, subscribers who've been with us for at least a few months and have been listening to these broadcasts during that period, as in addition to reading Comment of the Day, will know that for months, really from the middle of last year onwards, if not from earlier on, we were saying that commodities were the really interesting play, but that they would also become the next big problem. Well, the problem arrived when food prices went through the roof, and that was certainly an important factor in the Middle Eastern uprisings. Every one of those countries mentioned soaring food prices, or demonstrators in every one of those countries mentioned soaring food prices as a problem, in addition to their political complaints. And then the Middle East problems caused the crude oil price to spike. It did fall back a bit last week, but is very firm in here again today. So we're going to have to live with this for a while longer, and it certainly is a headwind for global stock markets. And I would expect that to continue. Now, I'll be awfully surprised if some of these Asian stock markets that had pretty good gains in here today don't weaken on Wednesday, at least in the opening. India, incidentally, will be closed. But I want to emphasize, I think in the short term, it's really all about this crude oil price. And the crude oil price is all about what's going on in the Middle East. And this is going to continue to dominate sentiment far more than any single other factor, including improved sentiment towards the Indian budget. It's nice that investors liked that, causing the Sensex index to go up 3.5% for the first time since May 2009. But India and every other country is going to have problems if this oil price doesn't fall back fairly soon. I think we need to be prepared for it to go higher before it goes lower. Whether going higher means that it just stays near last week's highs and ranges for a bit, or pushes further higher, will be determined by investor perceptions regarding the developments in the Middle East. And we should not think for one minute that the increase that we've seen in crude oil prices over the last month represents an increase in demand. It's all about hedging and speculation in here right now. Now, much has been made about the Saudi announcement, which certainly calmed the market initially, that they would cover any loss of production from Libya, and I think they also said Algeria as well, and they probably are able to do that. But you might have also seen the stories saying that the additional crude that would be coming from Saudi Arabia was not going to be the light sweet variety that Libya produces, but was going to be the heavier, more sulfurous crude, which is harder to refine and also more expensive to refine. So you can see why. You can understand quite easily why the oil markets are riled by all this, and why investors are going to remain nervous in here for a while longer. On top of all that, we have the US stock market, which had some pretty big downward dynamics here today, having rallied over the previous 3 days. Giving all that up, or most of it, with these downward dynamics. And Wall Street, as we've been pointing out for a few weeks now, is due for the sort of mean reversion correction towards its rising 200-day moving average, which represents the medium term. It's an approximation of the medium-term trend. That Wall Street was due for that, as were some of the European stock market indices, which had been showing relative strength since last November, and at a time when the Indias and high-flying Asian stock markets of the world were all backing off and experiencing their own medium-term corrective phases. Well, if the oil price were to weaken again, and by that I mean NYMEX crude going back below $100 and staying somewhere in the at least in the mid $90 range, and ideally a bit lower than that. It'd be best if we received that go back down into the mid $80 region, and to have the Brent price come back down below $100, but we're a long way from that in here today. If that were to happen, my feeling is that you'd probably get a new recovery high by Wall Street, but that it wouldn't have lasting legs because the odds favor that medium-term mean reversion process. And as you might remember, with the South American indices and also with the Asian indices, that what we saw first was a gradual loss of overall upside momentum. They didn't break down sharply, but they struggled to sustain moves to new highs. And that went on for a few weeks, and a couple of months in some instances, before they finally succumbed to a bit sharper selling pressure and saw their medium-term reactions. Now, I'm convinced that if we were to see oil prices back off smartly, and that'll happen at some stage, but I don't think it's going to happen in the very near term. I'd love to be surprised. I'd love to be wrong about that and be pleasantly surprised. But the point I want to make is that if we did see those crude prices, or when we do see those crude prices back off, I think that the high growth economies, that would include, certainly include India and the Asian region, I think those stock markets would do really quite well. So, to the extent that upward pressure on oil roils those markets, it does create buying opportunities, but I would do so gingerly and incrementally. As I have said on a number of occasions, I would not pay up for anything in this environment. And I think that they could even shrug off a headwind from a gentle corrective phase on Wall Street. The danger, the outside chance, is that we get a deteriorating situation in the Middle East that leads to a bigger spike in crude oil prices. But I don't want to be, I'm certainly not, I don't want to forecast that worst case scenario at this stage, especially since so much of this is down to speculative activity. But that can lead to major moves, as we saw before. I said back in 2008 that that last move upwards from $100 to a little above $100 to, I think, when it got up to 147, the price of crude was mainly due to speculation, and took a while before the evidence came out to confirm that. And I mean, I make the same point in here today. What else to say? The dollar has not been behaving like a safe haven here, so we should be a little cautious about it overall, but most of these currencies are a bit range bound, with the exception of the resources producers, the Canadian dollar, the Australian dollar. They've been among the stronger currencies in here recently. And there's a obvious logic to that overall. Long-dated government bond prices, again, they were weakening here earlier today, but firmed up. For instance, the US 30-year Treasury futures dropped down to 119 and a half, but have bounced back up to 120 and a half here as I speak. So again, oil rises, the bonds get some safe haven buying, really on the basis that oil will slow growth more than it pushes up inflation. And that's a reasonable conclusion to make. Again, when we see investors become less concerned about Middle East and uprisings, and more focused on a resumption or additional GDP growth, then we'll see those long-dated government bond yields move up quite smartly, I feel, prices fall, in other words. And so quite a lively day in here. Great if you're long precious metals. I'm glad I've still got my gold futures and some platinum in here in this environment, but I expect plenty of volatility, and it's not such a good day in here if you're looking for stock markets to surge higher. Don't think they can do it in this short-term environment, and I have talked about a choppy first half of the year. Okay, that's a wrap. All the best.